you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Time for a brand new week of the Coach's Corner here on Drive Time Sports. And of course, we're going to be talking a lot of baseball and softball as we gear up for the end of the spring sports season. Last week, the high school soccer season came to a close here in the Castle Country as both Emory and Carbon suffered losses in the opening round of the 2A and 3A state championship tournaments. Joining us right now to talk about the conclusion for the Emory season, we have head coach Troy Winter. Coach, as always, a pleasure. Thank you for taking out the time today.
I really appreciate the time, Jordan. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, always look forward to talking some Emory soccer, Coach. Unfortunately, this time we're wrapping up the 2017 season. We talked to you leading up to the state championship tournament, and unfortunately, the season came to an end in the opening round. A home loss to Summit Academy by a final score of 2-1. A very competitive game, Coach, but unfortunately, we come out on the losing side of things.
It was a very competitive game. The boys played really well. There actually was some good soccer played. Summit Academy was just a touch more aggressive than we were, and just a touch a little bit faster to the ball. But we played really well, and they played well, and you got to hand it to them when they show up and play, away from home, and it's our home field, and they showed up, they gave us a good game, and it was so good to have a home match, and to accomplish some goals and get some of the butterflies out, and and everything. But yeah, it is unfortunate.
It started out like a typical Emory soccer game, right? I mean, you guys held a 1-0 lead at halftime. That's a situation that you guys have been in countless times throughout the season. I'm sure you felt comfortable going into the second half.
I did, and when I told the boys, that was one of the things I felt good about the things for the second half. If we made a couple of adjustments, and the couple of adjustments that we had to make was, we had to start winning more 50-50 balls, and then we had to just up our touches and our ball control, and not have any momentary lapses, and I really, in all honesty, I felt that we did have that. Other on our second goal, I mean, the second goal got scored within just the first few minutes of the first goal being scored. That momentary lapse right there. Other than that, I still feel like we played, really good soccer, and we played really competitive with Summit Academy.
You and I were talking off the cuff, and you mentioned the 5-minute rule in soccer, where when one goal is scored, you're vulnerable for another goal within the 5 minutes, and that's what happened. Why is that? Why does the rule of 5 minutes come into play so often?
It's one way or the other. As far as excitement for your own team, your team is just went and scored, and so you're excited and your adrenaline's pumping and you're going, and you go after another one, and the other team's is down, and so they're kind of playing lackadaisical, and it just always seems to go that way. One team's up, one team's down, or vice versa. There's a team that just gets scored on, and it fires them up even more, and so they go down and score right back on you, and stuff, to tie it up or whatever and stuff. And unfortunately, that's what happened with us. We just got a penalty kick, and then we 5 minutes into, or actually 2 minutes in, after that goal was scored, they went down and scored on us within just a couple minutes right there. Just a momentary lapse of judgment on our part, and preparation and stuff. So
even falling behind 2-1 in this game, did you still feel, and did the kids still have the attitude as if you were going to win this game?
We did. They continued to play hard, and we as coaches, we made a couple of adjustments with players, trying to spark and keep things going and keep things moving forward. We had several opportunities. The boys, put the ball into play in several key opportunities. And it was something that we had a problem with earlier in the season, just finding the back of the net. And we just didn't get the ball to bounce our way. Several opportunities that we had. So we was there. It just wasn't meant to be this time. So
obviously a disappointing end of the season. Yet these kids still got to play host to a home playoff game. When it was said and done, what was the attitude like around the team?
There obviously was a lot of frustration, because they felt like that they was a better team than that, and they wanted to go out and perform at a higher level and stuff and everything, and I just let them know that I really honestly felt like they did go out and compete. It's a huge learning curve for us. I still consider us, in our infancy in this program. I mean, we've been established for 4 years, and for us, in our 4 year mark to come out and to host a home playoff game, to have the crowd support and the fan support that we have, and to be a successful soccer team, as successful as we are as a team, that they needed to hold their heads high, and once you put, kind of a few of them things in perspective for some of these boys, they realize, hey, this was a huge accomplishment for us. So it was good.
I know the goal is always to win, and I think that's one of the things that gets lost. High school sports, junior high sports, I mean, it doesn't matter. The goal is to win when you go out on the court or you go out on the field. But, Coach, it's got to be a lot easier to accept a loss knowing that your kids gave 100%.
And I'm glad you said that, because that's always been my number one rule as a coach is I can handle, if we get beat by a team that's better than us, or as a coach not preparing well enough, or whatever, I can handle that. But if you don't go out and you don't give me 100%, and you don't walk off the field with your head held high, knowing that you give 100% and you've done everything that you could do as a player, as an athlete, that's a little frustrating to me. And I know every one of them boys, and that was the last thing I told them. I said, if there's any one of you here that didn't give me 110%, then let's do some laps. And there wasn't one boy there that felt that way, because they did give 110%.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Troy Winter of the Emory Spartan Soccer Squad. Coach, we'll talk about the future of this program. I mean, you and I talked about this last time out. The seniors on this year's squad have really set the tone. And when we look back 10 to 12 years from now, I think you'll be able to point to this senior group as the group of kids that propelled this program to the next level. How important in your mind is the senior class, and how difficult is it going to be to replace this group of kids?
It's going to be extremely difficult. There's a lot of heart with these boys. A lot of them, don't have, they're not the upperclassmen as far as skill level, as far as what other teams might experience as far as soccer players and playing for years and years. But we have a lot of heart and a lot of dedication, and this senior class is going to be really, really hard, to replace. But they've given some goals to the younger guys and given, a standard that they want to be kept and want to be met and stuff, throughout the next 5, 10 years. It's going to be really interesting. And I think, we have the program as such that, these younger players looked up to the senior class and to these older boys right now. And I think that they'll continue to perform and to fight and to do them proud as well, too.
Yeah, it's kind of the gift and the curse of high school sports, right? Starting over every year.
It is. It's funny that you say that. It's losing in the playoffs is the final whistle there, and then when does the season start for next year? Well, the season starts for next year. This weekend. We go and do some things this weekend. So we're right back on it. And it is. It's hard to. It's so hard to say goodbye, to what we have, but obviously to continue to build our program, we have to move forward. And as we visit with the seniors and as we have our banquet and stuff, our seniors are going to know, how much and how valuable they have been to our program and what they mean to our program. So
if we look at the 2A bracket, Coach, Millard, Layton Christian, and then ALA and South Summit, those are the final four teams. And I asked you this off the cuff if there were any surprises, and you said no. Millard and South Summit really stand out to you.
They do. I've only watched a couple of their games on film, and they've got a good program in place and stuff, and the strength of their programs right now are with these next few years and stuff where they've been building and working and stuff, and then they're playing good soccer. They're playing really good soccer, and that's why part of me is really disappointed. I really wanted to go down, and I thought Millard would be a really good test for us. But I really wanted to go down and see where we stood. We played them in seasons past, and been competitive, and so I wanted to good good leverage to see, where we are and stuff, with the other teams, with the other rural program teams and stuff as well, too. And Millard would have been a good test. South Summit has some awesome soccer players up there. I've been involved with them, in some club stuff, and they have some really good soccer players. So it's going to be an interesting semifinals and finals for sure.
If we look ahead to next season, Coach, things change up a little bit. Emory goes from a 2A school up to the 3A classification. You guys will share Region 15 with some familiar opponents, Grand, Manti, South Sevier, San Juan, but also Manti and Richfield. Manti, a very competitive 2A soccer squad. You guys had a couple of battles with them this season. Richfield is moving from 3A. Well, they're staying 3A, but you guys will be moving up to join them. So a little bit of a different feel next year.
It will be. It'll be kind of interesting to see how things go and stuff. And I really still feel, us moving up into that 3A region, I really still feel that we can be competitive and we should be competitive. Our off-season work and stuff, I really still think that we'll be competitive with them teams. And I'm looking forward to that because, as a lot of people say, to get better, you have to play better teams. You have to go out there and do that and stuff. So it'll be a good test for us. So.
Last question before I let you go, Coach. If you had to look back on the 2017 season, what's that one crowning achievement for this team? Is there an individual moment that stands out to you?
As far as an individual moment, nothing that I can really think of off the top of my head. Just in light of all the things that have happened with our family and with my boy Ethan and stuff, his team has really stepped forward and shared in his heart and his love of the game and have played, soccer, have played Emory High soccer and stuff. And so, I think as far as the highlight moment is just the way these boys have played, the way this team has come together. Something like that could either drive a team away or really get some good bonds and some good friendships and stuff. And we have developed that lifelong skills that I think will help us throughout our lives, not just on the soccer field. So.
Well, there's something special about high school athletics, Coach. I tell people this all the time, especially high school athletics in smaller towns. And if it's not something that you've ever gotten into or watched, I invite people all the time to please check it out because there's just something unique about small town high school athletics.
I agree wholeheartedly that there's heart, desire, just the competitive nature, the love of the game, whatever game it is that we're playing, here in Emory High School, whatever sport we play, whether it be football or basketball or baseball or soccer, they love what they do and we're extremely competitive and we want to represent our school as well. And there's a lot of team unity and a lot of team pride and community pride. And it's probably, as far as the crowning, for my life, it is so much fun to be part of, this community and this program and this school, to be honest with you. I love it. So,
mm-hmm. Coach, it's been fun to follow the team throughout the year. Thank you so much for always taking out the time. And I know we'll talk to you during the offseason and get some updates on the team.
Yes, absolutely. I love that. And again, I really appreciate all your, all your time and, just the recognition of these players and the support that we have from our fans and, from our parents and from these players and the hard work that they put in. And for you giving me the time, it's such a pleasure, and I really appreciate it so very much.
Oh, I look forward to it every week, Coach. Thank you again, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, awesome. Thank you much. I appreciate it.
We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up right after this. We'll move over to the national scene. We'll talk some NFL football.